coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. One needs only to look and listen to the world around them to see just how desperately in need of a Savior we are. Headlines in newspapers are often less uplifting and more depressing to read. Catastrophes around the world and sickness at every turn. Stories of bad people taking advantage of the most vulnerable among us. Reports of lying, cheating, and stealing make it sadly obvious there most certainly is sin all around us. Before you let all the bad news drown you in despair, though, it is good to go to God's Word and remember that while we might be overwhelmed by the sins and awful things happening in the world, God is not overwhelmed. He remains on high and looks upon us and all sinners with compassion, love, and mercy. Today's psalm is titled, Who is Like the Lord Our God? Psalm 113. Praise the Lord! Praise, O servants of the Lord! Praise the name of the Lord! Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord! I was recently watching an action movie on television in which the characters were dealing with a hypothetical catastrophe affecting the entire world, an invasion of space creatures which were attacking and threatening the lives of all mankind. I find these kind of movies more entertaining than frightening because I know that God has created life only on Earth, but yet they are kind of fun to watch. In this particular movie, at one point, when the battle seems hopeless, a father says to his adult son, "I know it looks bad, but you need to be thankful for what you have." To which the son replied, "And exactly what do I have to be thankful for?" Have you ever felt like that? Seeing all the hardships in your own life or the messes made in other people's lives because of sin and sinful behaviors? Feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders when you can't pay your bills? Weeping at the bedside of a loved one who is dying? Fighting to be joyful when everyone around you seems to be against you? I know there have been times in my own life when I have struggled to appreciate the true blessings given to me by God, especially my faith. In both joyous moments and amid our darkest days, we praise the Lord when we remember the hope, the sure and certain hope we have in Christ, recalling God's word that He is, has always been, and will forever be with us. We can praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 13, we read, "And be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" In the book of John also, chapter 14, John the Apostle records Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit when he says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." As our psalmist exhorts us today, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. And he means not just when things are going well, but at all times, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Our Lord God has conquered sin, death, and the evil one, and is now high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. This is why we can and should praise him. This is why we are not overwhelmed by the messes around us, because Christ reigns and rules over all. God loves each and every one of us and has always and will continue to raise the poor from the dust and lift the needy from the ash heap. So we who believe in Christ as our salvation, who believe the truth of God's word and our purpose to serve and praise His holy name, can live our lives to His glory, trusting the Lord who is on high to be with us and strengthen us while we are here on earth. Paul the Apostle writes in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21, these words of encouragement and instruction. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. We know that people and the world this side of heaven will never be perfect. There will always be ugliness and trouble. We will, at times, feel sad, lonely, frustrated, and angry. But we do not need to wallow in that despair, for we are not alone. Christ is our cornerstone, the foundation of our life and faith, and He has promised never to leave us. From Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus reminds us, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." My dear friends, blessings on your week, and may God continue to hold you in His loving arms while you praise Him each day from the rising of the sun to its setting. Today we pray using the words of hymn number 793 in the Lutheran Service Book. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to say, "Praise, my soul, the King of heaven, to His feet your tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore His praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the everlasting King. Grant this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen."
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.